Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast of the ages, all about law of attraction, personal growth, and how to get your life to the next level of clear clarity. We're going to be dealing with relationships, addictions, and much more. Hosted by Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. We'll be right back with the show. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for you listening to my podcast today. Today's topic is get rid of your negative influences, even if it's your parents. And so what do I mean by those negative influences? Yeah, we have no choice. Well, we do have a choice, but we have no choice of our parents being our parents. When we're born, otherwise we wouldn't be here. But just think about it. When we become 18 years old, if we have fantastic parents, you know what? That's the truth. Then of course you don't have to release your negative influence from your parents because they're fantastic parents. But I'm talking about these negative, naysayer parents. Oh, you know what, you have to work hard or you're no good for nothing. And this is what my parents said to me. My father used to say to me, to my friends and myself, what are you guys good for? All you guys do is do nothing around here. You know, I'm 11, 12, 13 years old, having fun, enjoying life. Well, I was in the process of trying to. I don't like using that word trying, but at that point I did. But I didn't appreciate the fact that my father was so negative and my mother was so negative towards what we were trying to enjoy our lives when we were kids, being teenagers or being young even before teenagers. My mother often said all the time, you have to work hard to make money. Now I realize, and I don't... You know what, tell you the truth, I don't talk to my father and I don't talk to my mother. And that's my choice. Because I made a mission of mine that I was going to be happy in my life. And I still have to face that fact. You know, I have to face them. But I don't allow their negativity, and their negative words and their negative connotations of life to affect me. So my point is if you have any kind of negativity, people... Yes, embrace it and say thank you for sharing, but I'm not going to listen to your negative thoughts. And you can say that to them. I'm not going to listen to your negative thoughts. You can stay in your swallower of negativity and naysaying on your own, but I don't need to listen to you. I don't have to accept what you're saying is truth. Yes, appreciate your parents for being your parents. But you don't have to listen to them in the sense if they're on that negative path to nowhere in life. Even if they have lots and tons of money and they're saying, well, and if you're thinking that they're successful, but they're absolutely negative and naysayers, they're living this unauthentic life, then you still, I'm telling you the truth. You don't have to say, oh, they're special. You're special because they produced you, but they're not special because they're negative. Doesn't make sense. When something doesn't make sense to me, I'm going to say the truth. You don't have to listen to this podcast if you don't understand what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say when people have this connotation that people are always positive and when they're actually negative, it bothers me. And that's what I'm learning about. Taking my life to the next level of clear clarity. I'm creating this path of releasing some of those negativities in our lives. And if it's telling the truth, then it's telling the truth. And we have these group of teachers in this world, teachers I respect. But if they're talking about negative thoughts, and they're talking about influencing our children in a negative way. And I walked into the school the other day, and I heard so much negativity from teachers. You would be absolutely disgraced. I was disgraced. Absolutely. You know, I watched these coaches, and they're flapping their hands up in the air, and, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Bah, 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 bah. Huh? This is who's teaching our children about creating a positive energy flow in life? I don't get it. I don't have to get it, but I don't have to agree with it. Because I do not have to agree with what people are doing in life. They don't even know it. They don't know that they're doing this. They have no idea. Because that's how they were brought up. That's how their influences in their life. That's my point is if you have these negative influences in your life, and if you want to be in that negative influence in your life and you want to be there, then be there. But don't blame anybody else for the negative things that happen in your life. Take responsibility for them. If you want to be this, oh, poor me, then be there. But don't blame anybody. Don't ask for sympathy or compassion from me anyways. If something negative happens in your life, I will feel bad that you have something happen to you, but I won't feel bad the fact that you have this mindset that you're thinking everything's just fine and dandy. We need to figure this out. This is the passion of me feeling this. I can express whatever I feel like expressing. It's my friggin' choice. It's just like anybody else's choice. We have a choice to express our true feelings. And if we disagree with it, it's our choice to disagree with it. It's our choice to agree with it. It's our choice to be negative or positive. But don't blame anybody else for it. This is how the universe works. If you think that everything's going to be absolutely fantastic in your life and that there's no negativity around you, then you're in la-la land. There is going to be this influence, negative influence in your life. But of course, it's your choice. Like I said, it's your choice to release it and get rid of it, even if it's your parents. Even if it's your parents. This is the whole partial effect that I did this podcast a little while ago was the ITFAR. Exactly the same principle. I'm just getting into depth of it. So I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth, the law of attraction, and much more. Hosted by Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. I'll be right back right after this. Hello and welcome back. I'm doing a little bit of a recap. So today's topic was, get rid of your negative influences, even if it's your parents. Step one, when you look at yourself and ask yourself, am I this negative naysayer? Am I always saying these negative words and negative words towards other people? And number two, where does it come from? Does it come from my parents? Does it come from my grandparents? Number three, when you want to release it, you have to accept that you have it, those negative thoughts and influences. You have to even realize that you're a negative influence towards other people. And if you're an adult and you have kids, think about what kind of words you're using towards your kids. So remember, always live the life that you've always wanted always desired and dreamed of within your life. Thanks, everybody, for listening today. I'm so happy and grateful. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.